85571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield, going over the second inauguration speech address, inaugural address of President Abraham Lincoln. This would be in March of 1865?
Correct. About just 6 weeks or so, a little bit less. And Abraham Lincoln would be assassinated, dead. The Civil War is coming to an end. Lee is not quite surrendered to Grant yet, but he's on the run. Things are looking good. And he's very philosophical, very theological. You'll see this as I continue with this. I'm on the third paragraph in the middle of it. Each side, in other words, each side looked for an easier triumph and a result less fundamental and astounding. Both read the same Bible and pray to the same God, and each invokes his aid against the other. It's like two Christian schools playing a basketball game against each other, and both sides are praying, let our team win, let our team win. Now, were there Christians that were in the Confederate Army? Of course there were. Robert E. Lee was a Christian. Stonewall Jackson was a Christian. Okay. Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain was a Christian from the North. There are Christians on both sides. I know some people say, well, a Christian could never fight in the Confederacy. That's just very short-sighted. Of course there were. And Lincoln recognizes that. He says, they both read the same Bible and pray to the same God, and each invokes his aid against the other. It may seem strange that any man should dare to ask a just God's assistance in wringing their bread from the sweat of other men's faces. In other words, Lincoln says, it's hard to understand how any Christian could possibly believe in the righteousness of slavery. How can you believe that this is right? But there were people that did. They will say, well, there was slavery in the Bible. They would point to the New Testament where Paul said, you know, servants obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. Yes, there has always been slavery. And Paul, writing under inspiration of the scripture, said that, slaves, obey your masters. But that does not make the institution of slavery right. It's not right. It was not right. It'll never be right. It goes against the royal law according to the scripture, which is, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Abraham Lincoln says, if you would be no slave, then you should have no slave. Okay. That was the best argument against slavery. Would you want to be a slave? Well, no. Well, then you shouldn't have slaves. That's the royal law according to Scripture.
Sure.
The way James teaches it in the New Testament. This is obvious. But, he says, it may seem strange that any man should dare to ask a just God's assistance in wringing their bread from the sweat of other men's faces. But let us judge not that we be not judged. Now, that's a... He's referring there to Matthew 7:1. And we have to be careful with this, even in politics, even, you know, especially among in Republican politics, when you're vying for the party nomination. Let us not judge. We're all going the same direction here, okay? And I was thinking about this. I mean, what's the best thing? I think every Republican can agree with this, even Vice President, former Vice President Pence should say this. What's the best thing about Donald Trump? Answer, he is not Joe Biden. There is not, how could any Republican, anybody calls himself a conservative, not vote for President Trump?
Yep.
Oh, hey. I know you feel like you were hurt by him and you don't like the way he talks sometimes. And I get that. And I wish
the way he talks.
Sometimes.
No, I don't like the way he dumbs down his Brooklyn, New York habit of repeating himself three times, speaking at an eighth grade level, getting completely off of the teleprompter. If I was his campaign manager, I would tell him, you will not deviate your eyes off of this teleprompter, and you will not think about anything other than reading the words that are on the teleprompter, and then at the end, make America great again. Thank you very much. Let's go win.
Hey,
the guy drives me crazy how he goes off the teleprompter.
If you were his campaign director and you told him that, you would quickly become his former campaign director.
You're fired.
Exactly. He does what he does.
He's
the boss, man.
He drives me crazy.
Okay, but he does what he does. Okay, but he's not Joe Biden.
Yep.
He's not a liberal
Democrat. But did you happen to hear my interview with Todd Smallenberg at 9:30? Did you happen to hear that?
No, I was listening the first half hour, but I didn't hear the second half
hour. I'm going to send you the podcast to it. Because I'm very concerned, because information is already being leaked out. Campaign finance reports are already being checked into. And your friend, longtime friend and endorsed candidate, who is currently the 106th incumbent state house representative, is allowing his minions and dark money people to attack Todd Smallenberg personally. They're coming out with attacks about him having PTS from his war service, and that they are alleging that he supposedly beat his wife, domestic abuse. And I'm sorry, but these type of tactics I am not going to tolerate in this race. They did this. Wayne Schmidt did it to Greg McMaster for the 37th state Senate district to win. And if this is the way Cam Cavett is going to allow his minions to operate this campaign, we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a major problem. I'm going to send you the podcast. I want you to hear it, and then I'd like you to pray about it, and I'd like you to talk to your friend and endorsed candidate, Cam Cavett, because this is not what the 106 deserves. And I think, you know, it's despicable that Matt Hall and the DeVosses and John Yob, Strategic National, are going to fund this type of negative attack against a Patriot veteran. I'm sorry, sir, but this is serious, and I greatly, greatly ask that you consider listening to it and then approaching Cam and talking to him about it.
Okay, I'll listen. I'll do that.
I appreciate it.
I'll do that. The prayers of both of them could not be answered. Hey, both the South and North couldn't win the war. The prayers of both could not be answered.
And real quick on that point, because when you brought that up and I was listening to it, how is it that the South, being Christian, and I'm talking, I've been to a Pentecostal church, okay, in Mississippi. I've attended their services. I've seen what they do and what they believe in. How could any of the Bible-believing Christians of the South truly not only support slavery, but how could they pick up arms and fight for it?
Well, from their perspective, they thought that the North, here's what Robert E. Lee said, was taking from them dearest rights, state rights,
okay,
right to property. Now, they're wrong, but I'm saying they're wrong, of course. But that's why Lincoln said, let us not judge. Don't judge him. Don't judge the
heart. But when, I mean, come on. Thou shalt not kill. I mean, it's a difference between owning slaves and operating a farm and doing the things that you had to do to basically, you know, process the cotton and all the other things that they did down in those days. But how could you actually pick up arms and shoot another human being over slavery?
Okay, they didn't think they were. Robert E. Lee was against slavery and against secession, but when Virginia seceded, he felt he had to go with the state. It's just let me finish this, otherwise I'm not going to finish it. I got to get going.
I apologize.
It is what it is. The prayers of both of them could not be answered. That of neither has been answered fully. The Almighty has his own purposes. And he quotes Matthew 18:7. In which Jesus says, Lincoln quotes the Bible, "Woe unto the world because of offenses. It must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. If we should suppose that American slavery is one of those offenses which in the providence of God must needs come, but which, having continued through his appointed time, he now wills to remove, and that he gives to both North and South this terrible war as the war due to those by whom the offense came. In other words, this war came as a punishment upon the nation for the sin of slavery, both North and South. And it was just another proof that we were one nation. Shall we discern therein any departure from those divine attributes which the believers in a living God always ascribe to him? Hey, God is just. This war came upon the entire country for the sin of slavery. Yes, it was more in the South than it was in the North, but the North went along. Well, why did we ever allow put that in our Constitution, you ask? Well, at the time, we thought, and rightly so, I guess, we never would have had a country. The South was not going to join the Union without protecting slavery back in 1787. And it only got stronger as the decades went on, so that by 1850, it was so entrenched, there was no way they were going to give up their slaves without a war. Just no way. I hear people say, well, we could have negotiated this away. No way. There was no way they were going to negotiate the loss of their slaves. It took a war. It took a war. And it was all of our fault. That's what he's saying. And that's God is going to have his way. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is reproaching to any people. Lincoln says this, and this is how we view things. Fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray, that this mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away. Yet, if God wills that it continued until all the wealth piled by the bondsman, 250 years of unrequited toil should be sunk, and every drop of blood drawn by the lash will be paid by another drawn with the sword, as was said 3,000 years ago, so it must be said today, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Okay, so, you know what? This is God's judgment on our country. And we want this thing to end as quickly as possible. But it's against all of us. You know, there is a sense in which God judges nations, not just individuals. And you see, there's a lot of my preacher friends do not believe that anymore. That's why if I will preach about politics or, you know, abortion or anything, any political, they'll say, well, you're just too political. You're getting into politics. Well, no, that's in the Bible. I mean, you got to read Isaiah.
It's in the Bible.
I wonder if they don't read Isaiah or Jeremiah, where God poured out his judgments upon the nations and he listed them. That's what Abraham Lincoln is saying here.
Absolutely. Final segment of today's history lesson. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with AutoPay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for Sunday. Mama Leone left a note on the door.
Final segment of today's history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Let's wrap this bad boy up.
Okay, last paragraph, very short. Great line from President Lincoln. With malice toward none, with charity for all. Let me stop. With malice toward none, with charity for all. Hey, that's what a country's supposed to be like. He was anxious to get to reinstate the southern states. He didn't want to hang anybody. He said, you know, I hope that Jefferson Davis, let him run away. Just let him go. We don't want to make, you know, as Grant gave very generous terms to Lee at Appomattox when he surrendered, Lincoln wanted very, very generous terms to all the states to come back in the Union. 10%. If 10% of the males would take an oath to the Union, just 10% of southern states, you come back in. Very generous.
And very easy, very doable.
Yes. Yes. Now, you know, he died. He was assassinated. He didn't get his plan through. Andrew Johnson wanted to, but there was after the war, there were a bunch of Republicans that did something called waving the bloody shirt, which meant they always would bring up the war. Our sons were murdered here in the war, and they wanted to punish. Now, Grant, who became president after Johnson, was elected in 1868. I mean, yeah, we had to send troops to the South because we had to have troops in the South to enforce the law because the South, you know,
they were rebelling. They did not want to cave into their heritage.
Yeah, here's the story. They knew that slavery itself was over, but they were going to have systemic racism in the South. Now, after 1877, when the era known as Reconstruction was over and the federal troops left the South, after that, there was systemic racism in the South. I mean, systemic. I mean, virtually no black people were elected after that in the South for like 80 years. It was very – and I guess you could say we needed civil rights legislation in the 1960s. There is a big question today. Do we still need it now? You think it's like that now? You want the federal government coming on states? That's a separate issue. But we have to face those facts. There were what they call Jim Crow laws in most of the South that was systemically racist against black people. That's why a lot of black people came north.
Well, it's funny because after the war, how many U.S. congressmen were black from the South? Have you ever seen that picture of that legislature?
Immediately after the war, while the troops were there and the elections were monitored, quite a number. But
it was huge.
But after the troops left,
there you go.
No, yeah, then it didn't happen again. It happened very rarely again for a long time.
Yeah.
With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right. As God gives us to see the right. I love that line. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. You got to walk in the light that you've got. You got to do right the best you can. You know, Randy Bishop is doing right as he sees it. That's all. Doesn't mean he's always right, but he's doing right as he sees it. Be firm in what you see, but keep your eyes open now. Keep your eyes open, you know. Don't, okay. Firmness in the right is God gives us to see the right. Let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan. Stop. That's North and South. The war's over. This was the judgment of God on our country. Move on. Let's move on from this. That's what he wanted. That's his message. A lot of people, all this race baiting that we have in our country today is they want to, they're trying to tear down our country. Lincoln was trying to put it back. That's why he said with malice toward none, with charity for all. Okay. Let's care for him who has borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and all nations. Very, you know, lofty words. Let's bring the country back together. Let's bring the country back together. And let's ask God's blessing on our country. That's Abraham Lincoln. He was a great man, I think. Yeah, there's my opinion for anybody cares. He was a great president. And perfect? No. Who is? But, yeah, so there you go.
That well, was the dealing on the circumstances that he had to deal with and the actions that he felt God was telling him that he had to do in order to preserve the Union. You know, I've heard all the arguments that the others, you know, have been saying about him suspending habeas corpus and putting people in jail and blah, 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 blah. Bottom line is, the country stayed together.
Exactly right. That's the bottom line. We had to win the war, and he did. He did, but he wanted the South come back. He wanted a one nation with a mouse toward none and charity for all. That was Amen. Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, absolutely. One other final thought on this, too. How applicable is it today in our politics, in the way this race is shaping up? Biden against Trump in November. Are we going to have any charity, you know, for all, malice towards none? Is that going to even come close to operating in this campaign?
Well, we have to be leaders. If President Trump gets reelected, if Donald Trump gets elected president, he'd be only the second president that to ever happen, happened in Grover Cleveland to serve two non-successive terms.
Yeah,
if that happens, the left is going to go ballistic. You know that. You already know that. Hey,
and if Biden wins, I think the right's going to go ballistic.
And not as much.
No, not as much. We're not as radical.
No, we're not. We're not.
Yeah.
No. No, we're not.
Pastor Chatfield can be heard here on the radio. We do it as a public service on Sundays from 11 to noon. Better yet, go to his church in person, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake, right there on M68, between Atlantic and Indian River. And I got to tell you, we greatly appreciate your time you put into these lesson plans.
Amen. Thank you, Randy. I'm glad I have the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
God bless.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th, at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code.